Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. The Trump rally and the Bucks game yesterday had many commuters dreading their ride home. But that was nothing. This July, the Democratic National Convention is expected to bring tens of thousands of people to the city of Milwaukee, and many Milwaukeeans aren't sure what to expect. As part of our Wisconsin 2020 series, we've been asking you, our listeners, to tell us what you want to know about the DNC. And many of you have done just that. Molly Beck is a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she's here to answer some of those questions. Molly Beck, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me.
So local journalists have been talking about the DNC really since it was announced that it'll be coming to Milwaukee. But I think there's still a lot of confusion about what it means for the city. Mm-hmm. So let's unpack some of this and start with a truly basic question here. What is the DNC?
The DNC, as we know it, is the convention, and that's where about 50,000 people are going to come to Milwaukee, and it's where the next Democratic presidential candidate will be picked. And so that person will go on to compete one-on-one against President Trump.
In the timeline of the election process, when does the DNC happen? What comes before it, and what do we expect after it?
So the Wisconsin presidential primary is not until April, and there are a lot of other state contests in the on the Democratic side until coming up before that, including the Iowa caucuses, which are coming up in about 20 days, and then Super Tuesday, where a bunch of states will hold their primaries. New Hampshire's in there, too. So before Wisconsin's primary, which I think is the first or second week of April, there will be a bunch of other states that make their decisions before that. And then there will be some after us, too. But the DNC, which happens in mid-July, will be kind of the culmination of that, where the person is picked.
So theoretically, we have all of these primaries. And by the time we get to the DNC, we really know who's going to be nominated. But who does the nomination?
So, and actually this year, you know, usually by the time the convention comes around, you have a good idea of who the nominee is going to be. But this year, there are a lot of Democratic candidates that are still going strong. Obviously, that I expect that will change after Iowa, after New Hampshire, after Super Tuesday. So, but we're still expecting probably a few candidates to making a play for Wisconsin in April. So usually there won't be, you know, some sort of contested convention or brokered convention or anything like that. But barring that, rarity, it's just the delegates that will make their decision. And those delegates, some of them are pledged delegates, and they are making their pick based on the results of the primary election.
Are these the same people who, back in 2016, many of us called superdelegates?
So there's two kinds of delegates. There's regular delegates and there's superdelegates. The superdelegates, their power has been scaled back, and they really only come into play if there's a deadlock. So the delegates are the ones that are picked by the party, and they're the ones who are really going to probably make the decision.
Okay. So when we're talking about the DNC and the event that's happening here in Milwaukee, what all does that include? What happens there?
So there's the convention, which is going to be at Fiserv Forum, but there's also going to be hundreds of other events. And actually, there's going to be things happening elsewhere in the state, and probably in Madison. I've heard some journalists are staying in the Green Bay area. And there are also some people staying in even Illinois. So there's going to be a lot of different events happening all over the state during those few days in July.
Well, and I think this is a thing that a lot of Wisconsinites especially have been interested in. Who can go to the DNC? If you're, you know, somebody who happens to live in the Milwaukee area, is interested mm-hmm. in attending, can you do that?
It's unlikely that just somebody off the street will be able to actually come to the convention, but if you are a delegate, if you're a journalist, if you are a volunteer, if you're an elected official in the Democratic Party, I mean, those are the people that are really going to be there. There's really going to be a lot of journalists and a lot of volunteers aside from the political people that will be there.
Well, and that gets to another question people have. If you want to volunteer, how do you go about doing that?
So the DNC's website has a application And I have heard from some people who wish to volunteer that they haven't heard anything back from the DNC, but DNC officials say they're working on that and are going to get back to them soon.
Well, and we have some time, right?
Right.
So people who live in the city, people who work in the city, they have certainly mixed feelings about the DNC. What is it going to mean for people who live and work down here?
Yeah, I think traffic's going to be crazy. I would expect that. If you're interested in renting out your home on Airbnb, you're probably going to make a lot of money during those few days in July. Restaurants are going to be making a lot of money, but that also means there's going to be a lot of people probably around in downtown Milwaukee. And like I said, it's around 50,000 that they're expecting. So that's a pretty big group of people coming.
My boyfriend keeps trying to convince me to rent out our house on Airbnb. but we have two dogs and two cats, so I'm not sure
where you're gonna
how
go.
That would work. Yeah. So this is a big question. And this is a question that I think we're not just contemplating here in the state of Wisconsin or in the city of Milwaukee, but people around the country are contemplating. Why does it matter that this convention is coming to Milwaukee?
So that's a great question. I think 2016, the role Wisconsin played in 2016 was a big one in different ways. And I think for Democrats, they realized that Wisconsin has always been very important, especially Milwaukee, to their chances each presidential contest. And turnout in Milwaukee was down. And the Democratic candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she didn't come to campaign personally in the state after the primary. She had an event scheduled, but there was the Pulse nightclub shooting happened, so they canceled the event that day. But she never came back. And I think the optics of that and President Trump winning Wisconsin for the first time a Republican had in 30 years, that's all a big deal and it's all symbolic. And I think Democrats are choosing Milwaukee because they want to say we still care about this part of the country and it's important to us. And so that's why they're here.
As a local journalist, what are you looking forward to with the DNC?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be crazy. It'll be really interesting to cover. I think we're going to try to find some local angles to the big national nominating contest, but we'll also be covering that and try to find, you know, ultimately who is picked, like how they're connecting with voters here and whether, you know, the person who is ultimately nominated is the person that wins the primary here, because if they're not, you probably remember Bernie Sanders won the primary in 2016 and Hillary Clinton was the nominee. And was that the reason Wisconsin didn't turn out the way they had before for Democrats? You know, things like that. We'll be looking at those stories.
Yeah. Well, Molly Beck, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Beck is the state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we spoke with her as part of our Wisconsin 2020 series. If you have a question about the Democratic National Convention or upcoming election questions, you can submit them on our website, wuwm.com. Coming up, our auto contributor Mark Savage explains how the cold weather can impact your car and what you can do about it. Lake Effect returns in a moment on WUWM.